نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وان تعدوا نعمه الله لا تحصوها ان الانسان لظلوم كفار صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحه والفراغ او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تَحْصُوهَا. If you start to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has bestowed upon us, you will not be able to reckon them. لَا تَحْصُوهَا. You cannot count them. You cannot be able to understand how many blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered upon us. Why? Because inna al-insana lazaluman kafar. Because he's in darkness, he's ignorant, he's in a state of denial, and he is oblivious to how many things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed upon us. So regardless of all the material benefits that we see, we have all the money we can afford, we have all the facilities, especially in this country, you see, we have all the 5-star facilities compared to all the third world countries. But we can see them, we acknowledge them, and yet we somehow go in a state of denial. So it's the brilliance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the way he mentions and explains everything. Nobody else can possibly ever do it, nor ever has done it. Utitu bi jawami al kalim. That's what his words are. Jawami al kalim. He says something and it means so much more. So what does he say? Well, he says a lot of things, but about the blessings, about the ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed upon us. Ni'matani maghbunun fihima kaseerun min an-nasi. There are blessings, two blessings, ni'matan, there are two blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed upon us that majority of mankind is oblivious, is in a state of denial. What are those two blessings? As-sihat wal-firaq. The first one he mentions is sihat. As-sihat wal-firaq. The health, that's a blessing. We all have it. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the blessing in terms of sihat and health that we have. We are, yet mankind is in a state of denial. And al-insan al-zaluman kafar. He's just in darkness. He starts complaining. He doesn't see how many blessings he possess. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us these eyes. We can see. Yet we don't understand, it's a blessing. I was on Hajj for Baitullah a few years back before COVID. So there are groups that we go on Hajj. And in our group, there was a family. And after we came back from Arafat and Mudalfa, and we were in Mecca for the last few days. So this family in our group, there's a whole family with the husband, wife, and a kid, 10, 12 years old, about, not even a teenager, I suppose, and he's blind, he can't see. So we see, one day, we go to the Baitullah for Tawaf, and he's standing there with his father and mother, and he's begging his father, his dad, that I want to go touch the Kaaba. Now, his dad is trying to explain to him, kid, you can't do that because it's so much crowded. You see, there's tawaf going on around Baitullah. There are so many people, there is so too rush, too crowded. We can't possibly move towards their crowd and go there in this condition. You can't see, and he was not even able to walk properly because of that. Well, kid is crying, no, I want to do that, I want to touch it once, and I came all the way for it. So all of the group members, we said, all right, fine, you know, we'll all come together and we'll just take you there and fine. So all like about 8 or 10 of us possibly, we all, the whole group, we all came together and we took the kid and we sort of kind of cornered him and we took him to the Kaaba. And what we see is when the kid, when he reaches Baitullah, he holds the cloth, the galaf of Kaaba, and he starts crying, weeping. The kid starts weeping, for he knows, he knows what the blessing of eyesight has, that we have and we take it for granted. That kid, he really realized what that blessing was, and we all almost started crying because of the way that condition of the kid, that kid was. See, this eyes, we see everything. It's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sihat. We don't understand that. We are oblivious. We are in darkness. These ears that we hear everything, there are so many people we see around us, they are deaf. Yet we can't understand. These hands, these legs, every part of body that we have. One of our sisters, one of our paternal cousins, she was she had some incident when she was born and she got paralyzed. Her legs wouldn't work properly. She was handicapped. So she couldn't walk since as a young kid. And our whole life we saw her walking, possibly before her father or mother or somebody would pick her up. That's the only way she could move around. Then when she grew up, she started learning to walk, but then still she couldn't walk and she would only stand on crutches. Well, that too for just a short time, short distance. So the whole time you see her in school, she couldn't carry her bag. Somebody would have to take her bag all the way to her class. But yet this girl, wow, mashallah, like she knew yet what a ni'mat was, and that's yet that's what, you know, the shukr of Allah is. She passed her school, she went to university, graduated magna cum laude, then did her master's, got a gold medal, became a gold medalist master's, then went on to become an alima from one of the best schools in the world. Well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower ample blessings upon her. But what I'm trying to say is, these every part of body in itself is a ni'mah, a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has showered upon us. And yet, we mankind, we are innal insana lazalumun kafar. We are just in darkness. We are in a state of denial. We don't see that. We just kind of, you know, disregard all the bounties and blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and we rather choose to see only that we don't have. That's the problem that mankind has. The second thing that the beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions is wal-firaq, the ample time, the free time that we have. As-sihatu wal-firaq. You see, we have so much time and yet we complain that we don't have enough time to do good, something good about anything in our lives. We have time and yet we waste it. We waste upon just possibly not even enough sensible things. This month of Ramadan, you see, how much time did we spend on really getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba alal ladzina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. The whole reason of fasting is so that we can achieve taqwa. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. He doesn't want us to go on a diet and not eat anything. That doesn't give him anything, alhamdulillah. He's far, varaul vara, summa varaul vara. He doesn't want us to stop eating. He wants us to get taqwa. That's what the whole purpose of this ibadah is. How much time did we spend this whole Ramadan trying to achieve that taqwa? And how much time did we spend watching movies and dramas and shows on Netflix and Disney and Amazon Prime and etc., etc., etc.? So many streaming services, then videos and cables and YouTubes, etc., etc. And then how much time on top of it did we spend on social media? Well, I wouldn't say spend, but how much time did we really waste? And what did we get out of it? Well, most of the time, nothing. I think 90% of the time, we get nothing out of it, I suppose. But yet, we just start wasting our time on social media. Why? Why? Especially young kids are, alhamdulillah, sitting here. They can possibly understand that better. How much time did we start using our phones for Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook and WhatsApp? And how much time did we really try to understand the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with, or really understand and achieve taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to achieve? How much time? Possibly very little. And this time is passing by. See, the time, it doesn't stop. A young kid, he thinks, okay, I'm a young kid right now, so I'll possibly, right now I'll just, you know, do my thing. I'll play with friends. Yeah, it's necessary to play with friends, necessary to do everything. But there is a certain difference between using your time, utilizing it productively, and then there's a certain difference between wasting it. So a young kid, he's like, okay, fine, I'm a young kid, I'll do my thing right now, and then a little bit later on, maybe in my teenage, I'll start Salah. Okay, then the teenage comes, oh, I'm so busy with my school, I've got so many things to do. Now high school is already started, or possibly I'm in high school now. It's getting really tough. So I'll focus on my studies right now, and then once I'm done with it, inshallah, is near this. Definitely is near it. And innama al-amalu bin niyat, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him, her, whatever. Definitely, inshallah, Allah is wara or wara, He can give anything to anybody. Definitely, we can assume that. But in reality, in terms of asbab, then he wastes time. Well, he does have time for friends, he does have time for social media, he does have time for streaming, etc., etc. But he doesn't have time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't have time to go to the mosque, he doesn't have time to go to pray, he doesn't have time to open the Quran. What? Then high school, and then he goes to college, university. He's like, oh wow, now this is the time that I must focus on my studies right now, because this is what my whole life is going to depend upon. So right now I'm just going to focus on my school, my college, university. I'll get my degree. Once I'm out of it, then I'll definitely, inshallah, I'll start praying, I'll go start going to the masjid, I'll start opening the Quran, I'll start learning deen, I'll start understanding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do. And then finally, he's done with college. Oh, well, then now it's about time to get married. So, you know, once I'm married, you know, once I'm settled down with kids, then definitely I'll do that. Then, once he has kids, now he doesn't have time, because the kids, you know, you don't get time. And a lot of us who have kids, we know that for sure. You don't get time for anything once you have kids. So, once you have kids, then you have then the kids grow older, then it's their time for school, then you have to focus on their upbringing. And by the time it goes on and on, this life cycle, we all know about it, we see right in front of our own eyes, and the person gets old, and then he does not have the health, he does not have the physical ability, the physical strength to do ibadah like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to. As-sihatu wal-firaq. Ni'matani maghbunun فيما نعمتان مغمور فيما كثير من الناس هي الصحة والفراغ. Now he doesn't have the sihha, the health, to really go and perform the duties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to. So my brothers, dear brothers and sisters, this is the time of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this month of Ramadan upon us. And how many of us, we had so many people, we knew that they were with us last Ramadan and they're not with us this Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we know so many people and yet we don't take heed, we don't take an example. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, at least in this Ramadan, make us do the niyyah of really, really, really getting closer to Him. Really, really, really taking this time to be productive in terms of our sihat and in terms of our health and in terms of our time. Not waste time unimportant things. And rather utilize our time more and more and more towards getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the capacity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the help. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the time to focus more and more and more, at least during this month of Ramadan when the shaitan is closed, and we can possibly get a little bit closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than we or kind of now are. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ.